Oh, okay, here we go. Rambam, Hilchas, Shluchin, Vishutofin, Perek, Vav, Halacha, Gimel, Chapter 6, Law 3. We're talking about a type of an asek, not a partnership, where there is a, the guy who's fronting the money, the investor, and the manager in the partnership. And under those conditions, you recall the rabbis say that in a general partnership like that, you're giving him $1,000, so the guy, $500 is considered a loan to him, and $500 is considered a pikadon, a deposit. Now, therefore, whatever profits are made, so the loan, he'll return the loan and keep his 50% of the profits, and what's on the deposit, he gives back the deposit plus the 50% of the profit. We said the problem is, though, that the guy, he's giving him a deposit of $1,000 or $500, whatever. Now you're giving him back $700. So that's okay. But the problem is, that's not a problem, but the problem is, but you have, since you borrowed money from him as well, and you're giving back the money you borrowed, but you were working for him to make money in the business, and that, you never were compensated for that.
Is that because he fronted all the money?
It has nothing to do with anything. Just look at what it is technically. I'm not going to go over what we went through yesterday for another half an hour. I'm just saying, the rabbis have said the following, and we can't question this. Half of it is a loan to the investor, and half of it is a deposit. The loan is half, so 500. He gives back 500. That's a loan. That's fine. But the problem is, the manager is now working for the investor to make his profits grow. He is not getting paid for that. And since he's not getting paid for that, that's avak ribis. You're doing something for somebody who lent you the money. You can't do him favors on that loan. So, and that's all there is to it. The fact that he gave you $500 for your own use and you're working on it, that's amazing. You're getting profits, your own profits, that's great. But the fact you're working on his profits, it's very nice of you, but if you're doing it for free, that means you're doing him a favor for the loan that he gave you for free. And therefore, that's avak ribus. So in halacha base, we came up with three ways in which there's a way we can form payment for him. And we're paying the manager, so now he's not doing a favor anymore. And we gave three possibilities how that could be considered payment and not a favor. Now we're going to go to Halacha Gimel, where, as you'll see by the wording of the Rambam, we're going to say we don't have any of those particulars. The guy doesn't have a side job where you're only paying him a little bit of money. The guy is not giving him a salary, any wages. They just went ahead and did it the way it's not supposed to be done.
Oh, no.
So now the rabbis say, okay, well, when it's time for payout time, we're going to make adjustments to make sure there's no avak ribis. There's no ribis. And the rabbis said, if that's what you're doing, now we're going to step in, and when the profits or the losses are to be divided, we're going to change it. You can't just do, you take 50% of the profits, we'll share 50% of the profits and 50% of the losses with no payment to the guy, with no side jobs, none of that, no compensation. Can't be done. So rabbis now step in.
How do they step in, though? Do they? Who
if you don't
them?
Tell them, then there's nothing we can do.
Okay.
But so, if when they are aware of it, they say, this is not possible, and they step in and do something. They make a takona.
Okay.
Now, obviously, if people are ignorant to the law, they're ignorant to the law. But if we find out that they've made this deal, and now it's going to be payout time, till payout time, you can avoid transgressing. Okay. If once you pay out the 50%, and the guy is getting nothing for his work, at that point, the avak ribis has happened.
It's happened.
So, you know, the guy's in shul, two guys in shul, this guy said, you know, I did a great deal. I got this great manager for me. Yeah, what did you do? Oh, I'm giving him $50,000, and his momish, whatever he touches, goes to gold.
Gold.
What's the deal? What? Well, 50-50. 50-50. Is that the old deal? Yeah, I think you should speak to the rabbi.
Whoa.
Then you speak to the rabbi. The rabbi says, what? You did that? Don't you listen to that? What am I going to do now?
What's the translation of that mean?
It's dust of interest.
Dust.
Real interest is, I lend you $10, you give me $11 back.
Okay.
Here is, I lent you $10, give me back $10, but I did you a favor.
On top of
for free.
Yeah, for free.
That's dust of interest. Dust and the favor is, I went and managed your money and turned a profit for you on your half of the money. And that's, how do we, so what do we do when you've already not done what you're supposed to do? We can still stop you from sinning if the payout terms will change. There's a way to help you. That's what we're trying to do, and we have to figure out the math. In other words, the payout will show a type of compensation in the way we pay it out. We made up 50-50, and the rabbi said it ain't going to be 50-50.
48-52. Then it,
but they made a specific 55. Amount. They made a specific amount, okay. And you'll see what it
they
is.
They didn't talk to me.
For old Tiknu Chachamim, the rabbis now made the following institution. Anyone who gives money to his friend, to be the manager over the money, and either there's going to be a loss or a profit, and this is, let's assume it's a 50-50 split up, and here's the problem, he doesn't want to pay him for his work, for every day, as we suggested was one of the possibilities. We're also speaking, he doesn't have a side job that he's working on with the same things. And he's not a sharecropper, they're giving him time off. That's none of those. There were no conditions made that could have maybe averted this problem. So now we're in this position. The only thing that's left is going to be the payout, which will be the point of transgression. So rabbis make a decree how we can avoid the transgression. Dash. So this is what we do. We make up like this. We get involved and we say, listen, this is how we're going to make it, guys. If the profit, if there will be profit for this fellow, his profit will be, in addition to the 50% that's coming to him, he's also going to get shlish revach hapikaron. He gets now the 50% from the investor. That is the pikadon, that is the deposit, and the profit of that side. So guess what? He gets a third of the profit of the investor. Wow. And that's going to be the payment that we're going to extract, so there's no ribbis. In other words, whatever profit, the guy who gets the, what do you call it, the manager, remember, half of the money is for him, it's a loan, and half the money is a deposit. So let's say you got $1,000 was given to invest, so he has 500 of his own, 500 is watching. Now turned over to 2,000. So now what do we got? Well, let's look. My 500 became another 500. So I keep 500 as the investor. I'm going to give you back your 500. You got to give 500, but I keep 500. Now your 500 profit, well, I'm going to give you, first of all, 500 back. That's the initial investment. Of that 500 profit, I get a third of that. So I'll get $166.
Yes.
And you get 333. So it comes out, I am going to get 666.
Yes.
You're going to get 333. It means I'm going to get two-thirds of the overall profit.
Right.
When you take half and then a third of a half, that becomes two-thirds of the whole.
Right.
And that's what's basically going to happen here. And that way, by forcibly extracting on the profits, that becomes the wage. And now there's no avak ribbis. That's the payment he got for the work. Now, it would be a heck of a lot smarter if you would have said you're going to pay him, let's say, daily as a schar buckle. It would probably cost you less. Now they're just saying, right off the top, a third of the profits, and that is payment for your work. And therefore, there's no ribbis. Because he did not work for him for free.
So
he got a third of the profit.
It's
not a knas.
No, are you being penalized because he didn't do
well,
it?
That might be
they make the takana. They feel that's a reasonable amount that the guy should get for investing money. You didn't do anything. So otherwise, the guy is... Now, it could be maybe he didn't have
They're
to work so hard.
They're saying this is the default
position. You're not going to start negotiating every case. They say, oh, you didn't make anything? This is the rule. Whatever profits you get, a third goes to them. Finished. That's the rule. Yes, sir.
Can I ask if risk comes into this at all?
No.
There it is. I think it's a two-letter answer.
That's a clear answer.
That was pretty answer.
You care about risk. There's risk. You make different percentages. You're talking, they make, whatever percentages they make.
They should have
we'll
made
see. There'll be other percentages mentioned in Halacha Hay.
So they down to 60-40.
Let's not say anything. Let's just go with what we have. It's hard enough to understand what we have.
Okay.
We're just going with the regular 50.
So 1/3, 2/3 is the answer here.
So he gets a third of the investor's side of the profit.
Got it.
But of the total, of all the money.
2/3.
I know, he gets 2/3.
So let's read inside. Let's read inside. So what does he get? Let's read it again. She has schar misasek, the profit of the manager, but also chatzi shabagana, of the 50% of the deposit. Right. That's the investor's profit. He gets shlish revach hapikaron, 1/3 of the profit of the depositor's side, which overall, that third, which we said was, what did we say?
66%. 66,
No. Of the 500 profit that he made was 166, yeah. Which is of the entire profit, of the whole profit, shushtus revach, it's 1/6. Of the entire profit.
Right.
Because the entire profit was 1,000.
Right.
He got 500 over here. You have 500. I'm going to get a third of that.
Right. It's 1/6.
That is 166. But of the 1,000, yes. 166 is a sixth.
Yes.
And now that gets added on to his half.
3/6.
That gives
so
him 4/6. 2/3.
4/6 is 2/3.
Of the 1,000, he ends up with 2/3.
Yes, this is fraction.
Lafika. In here, Vichu, if there's a profit, at the end of the day, Yitol HaMisasek, the manager collects Shnei Shlishe HaRevach, 2/3 of the overall profit.
Okay.
It's very simple math. If
that's,
I have half and you have half, and I get
math.
A third of your half, it comes out to a third of my half is a sixth of the whole thing. And when I take a third of your half and add on to my half, that becomes 2/3 of the whole thing. And that's what he gets, 2/3 of the whole thing. Very simple equation.
That's pretty simple so far.
Okay. Now, and how does that work out? He just says, Chatzi HaRevach, he gets half the profit. Shechatzi HaMavas. He gets half of the money, Shei Milva. That was the loan he took. He's getting the full half. The full 500 he gets on his side of it. Ushtus HaRevach. And a sixth of the profit, of the overall profit, Bishar Shinisasim Kovan, as a payment for being engaged in managing the Pikadon. Nimtzah Kol, the everything he gets at the end of the day is Shnei Shlisha Revach, 2/3 of the overall profit. Viyita Balamos, and the investor only gets Shlisha Revach, 1/3 of the whole profit. He would have liked to get 50% of the profit. But now he gets down to 1/3 of the overall. He wanted 50% of the overall profit. Now he's only getting 33% of the overall profit. That's all if it goes on the upside. Now what happens if it goes on the downside? Now let's think for a minute. Even if it's the downside, and when the guy is going to give him back his money, even though he's giving him back less money, but there still was
work.
Let's go on his. Let's say on his side. The investor side, even though he's going to have to give him back everything. If in our case where there was 1,000, right, and they were hoping to make big profits, what do? They went and lost 50%.
So they got 500. So
there's only 500 left. So now let's think about it. So 250 of his loan, that's all he's got back. He only has 250. He owes 500. He's going to now be giving back the 250. Hold on, we're not finished. And theoretically, should be out of pocket 250. For his side of the deal, he borrowed 500. He's got to give back 500. No. He only made 250. He only has 250.
He lost.
He's got to take 250 out of his pocket to at least give him the 500 that he owes him. Okay. Before we're going to say anything now, the investor also loses $250 because he's going to get back from his 500 250. So the investor should get totally back 750. That's what he should be, without us interfering yet, under the normal deal, right? Because, let's put it this way, 500 I gave to you as a loan, I want to see the 500 back. He gets the 500 back, the manager loses 250.
Yeah.
Now, 250 of my deposit to you, unfortunately, you lost 250. At least give me back the 250.
So everybody loses 250. Everybody loses 250.
So that's what would be, but the problem if we just do that,
no payments.
Problem. Because the guy borrowed money from you, gave you back 500, and he paid avak ribis because he was managing your money. Even though he lost, he was still sending
still
his time.
Still managing.
So what are we going to have to do? We're going to have to deduct how much the manager has to pay you back. because he's got to be paid. And the deduction's going to be, we're going to take off a third of the loss. Just like we gave him a third of your profits, we got to take away a third of his loss. In other words, we are paying him 1/6 of the overall initial investment. That's what really, or we'll say the profits. We're paying him 1/6 of the profits. So what we have to do is now deduct 1/6 of the overall losses that he does not pay 1/6. So the less than the, well, 750 he's giving back, but truly what's going to happen is we're going to deduct a third of what has to be taken away from him, and he's going to give back less than 750. How much, you're going to find out. But that's the idea what we're doing here. Because if he would just give it all back and incur the full loss, then he now has worked for you for free. He got nothing for it. No, so you got to give him something for his wage. So now he's going to give you back less because part of that is payment to him. So let's see how the numbers figure out. V'impochaso, and if they went and lost money, all right? So let's say they lost $1,000, right? So now I did my example here because I was trying to figure out my own. Anyway, Yafsid, how much does Hamis Asik, how much does he lose? Shlish Hapras, a third of what was lost. In other words, we take, he only loses a third as opposed to more. Why? Because really he first would have to pay 50% of the loss, which is the 250.
That's the loan.
Mipnei Shechatzeh Mos, because half of the money was a loan. But he gets 1/6 of the entire amount should be part of his wages. But osa chatz shel pikadon, of that half of the pikadon, he should get 1/6 of that. Nimsa she comes out she nishar alav min apchas, he gets from the remaining damage shlisho, a third. In other words, he gets a third. Ubal hamos yafsit shnei shlish apchas, and the owner loses 2/3. So what? How does the math figure out? So I did an equation with 100. That's when I was working it out. So let's say they lost 100 in total. Let's say he borrowed 200, and there's only 100 left. Okay? So he lost 100. So really, each one should lose 50. Right? So what would he do? He'd give him back 150. 50.
The picadon?
No. Well, you'd think he'd give 100.
For the loan.
For what he borrowed, and he's giving the guy back 50. I'm sorry, that's all you got was the 50. So what do we say? He now gets to take off from that 50, 16.66 from what he has to pay back. So instead of paying back the 50 that he gives back, that's not part of the chesh, because how much he's going to lose? So we would have thought he would lose 50. He'd lose 50, and the other guy would lose 50. We're talking about loss now, because 100 is going back, because that's 100 is there. Here's how much is being lost. You figure he loses 50, the other guy loses 50. No, we say we take off 1/6 of the overall 100 of the loss. There's 100 of loss. We take off 1/6. So from his 50, he only has to lose 33.3. That 16.6 goes to the other guy's 50, and he loses 66.6. Yeah, so it becomes 1/3 again. He, just like the other way, in the profit, he profited 2/3. When the loss, he only loses 1/3 because he picked up an extra 1/6, which changes it by 1/3 overall. So instead of him getting much more to lose, instead of paying out the extra 50, he's only paying out 33.3, and therefore he, at the end of the day, loses out of pocket 33, and the owner loses 66.6, and that was, he made, that's what the wages he made for that. Okay? Got that?
That's easy.
That was easy. Let's move on. Dalit. Now, the Rambam now says there are those who make a mistake in the following halacha.
Oh,
that really wasn't hard. You just have to.
No, that's just basic math.
1/6.
In other words, he profits 1/6 more of the overall profit, which gives him 2/3 of the overall profits, and he loses 1/6 less. So he only loses 1/3 of the overall instead of 1/2. That's all. And that way, it's a consistent payment that he's getting for his services, and now we've avoided any avak ribis happening on the return.
But you see, if there are losses, the bigger the losses, the more he saves.
Either way, yes, it's incrementally. And the bigger the profits, the more he profits. That's why,
But he's also encouraging loss. So.
That's true.
As you scale it.
But it's listen, that's his loss. That's but he know he'd have to pay out more. He would have lost more. So he loses less, so to speak, or not as much. Okay, Dalit. Yesh mishatoh, there are those who make the following mistake. The Rambam says, and don't listen to these guys. V'yomer, they say, shahanosein esek stam. If the guy makes, again, one of these types of investment manager deals, stam, without any conditions, im yiyeh sham sochor, they make a mistake and think the law is like this. Now, you see, by the Rambam, the way the Rambam explained it, the manager, he gains if you profit and he gains if you lose. And that's very important. It's got to go both ways because he has to consistently be paid for his work.
That's a wage.
That's the way it should be done. Now he's going to show a mistaken opinion doesn't feel it has to go both ways. And this is the mistake. They feel, and this is what is going to push away. Im yeh sham socher, they figure, this is how we're going to fix it up. If there's a profit, yitol misasek chetzio. The guy gets half. Like regular. In other words, profits, we do the same. We don't change anything. It was 50-50. You leave it at 50. That's it. V'imhoya sham hefsid. And if there's a loss, then yafsid shlish. Then he loses that third, right? And that's the way we explained it before. So it's only on one end when it comes to the loss. In other words, the rabbis only step in on the losing side and not on the winning side. And the Rambam says, "Veina dover kein." That can't be. You can't do that because he has to incur losses on both ends. He gains profits on both ends, or on one end he's not getting paid.
That's right.
So that's why it's a mistake. Elim kein, unless he's small dover zebefirish, unless up front they made this condition, this specific condition in this way, that's what you're going to pay him up front. Only when there's a loss he pays less, because then he's saying that's my overall payment. Is only on the downside and not on the upside, because I'm happy with that. V'cheinim hivsutnu, or if they made a condition, sheyafsid hamisasig mechzor, or let's say when it's the downside, they made an advance. The downside, he shares equally. V'yesham socher, there's a profit, yitol shnei shlishim, he gets two-thirds of the profit. If you make that condition in advance, then areza mutter, that's okay. Because in advance, his payment is, if we make, I'll take. And if we lose, I'm the same. But
he accepted that deal.
He accepted that deal. But he's got to get some benefit over him. If he accepts no benefit, then it's for sure avak ribis. So in other words, the Rambam is saying, after the fact, if he didn't do anything, then we've got to, on both ends, give him the benefits. And you can't just give him on one end after the fact. But before the fact, if there's a condition, as long as he gets it up on one side, that's good enough. V'cheinin, similarly, im hisu, if he makes a condition, shim yeh sham socher, if there's a profit, yitol hamisasek chiyas, he'll get 1/9 of the total profit extra. V'im yeh sham hefsen, if there's a loss, yafsid asiriso, he'll lose only 1/10 of the total loss, which is a little bit less. So he gets more on the profit side and a little less on the loss side, right?
Yes.
It means he'll lose a little, he gains a little more than what he loses, not as right. much.
And that's right. Okay.
Yes, Hoyles, why? So that was the condition.
Yeah.
That the profit he gets for the profit is more than the benefits of the loss. To no kaim, that condition's good. V'tosefesu, and this addition, on the upside, the fact he gets 1/9 instead of 1/10, King Yeged Amolo, that's for his effort. Now, if it would have been just 1/10 and 1/10, that wouldn't be good, because then that's a straight deal. He's not. In other words, let me repeat that. He means the total profit. In other words, not 50-50 plus a ninth. If they made a deal, you're getting 11% of the profit, and I'm getting 89%.
So who's getting 10%?
And then on the downside,
who's getting 10%?
And then on the downside, you only lose 10%, and I'll lose 90%. So on the upside, he's getting more, and that will be deemed the profit. If you just do, you're going to get 10%, let's say a 10%, 90% split straight up and down, you can't do that. Because even, it doesn't matter, 50-50, 60-40, because he's still not paid. You can't, what Paul asked before, what if it's a 40-60? If you say 40-60 straight up, you can't do that, because he's still not getting paid a wage.
Right.
He's not getting paid a wage.
So we're saying on one side,
the wages, you say 40-60 plus a wage. Now, if we do like this, if we say on the upside, you get 1/9 of the profits.
Yes.
On the downside, you don't have to pay 1/10 of the losses. Since I'm giving him extra profits, That would be considered OH if you do that in advance.
Even though the money could be the same, it's how you phase it, how you split.
As long as that a tenth means I didn't give you anything for your wages.
Right.
The owner is 50-50 or 10-90. You know what? At the end of the day, I used his money and I'm giving him back, and I worked for him for free. Doesn't matter how much we're giving. That might be the risk factor, harvest. Well, listen, it's not so risky here, so I'm only going to give you 10%.
So his wage is
so
put on the
if you 10-90, 50-50, it's still a problem. He's not getting paid for his work. So Ram's saying, this is how you could pay him for his work in advance. You say, the profits, you're going to have a higher rate of profit.
Right.
And the loss is a lower rate of loss. And that's the payment is the higher rate of... Usually, it's the equal benefit and equal risk.
Right.
That's how it's going to go. You can make 10% profit or 10% loss.
But it also encourages now the guy to get profits.
Now he's saying 9%. You get 9 1/9, which is 11% profit versus 10% loss. So that 1% is the payment... Extra profit on that, and that would be fine.
If that was set up ahead of time.
That's set up ahead of time. But my rabbi said, no. This last condition won't help. They don't like it. Unless he had a different business with similar, so therefore he's not, because you're not really giving him a lot, so it has to be with other work. He's not doing so much work. But my Rebbe is told if he doesn't have another job, he has to get much more profit than just 10%, 11% over 10% loss. You also have to be a sixth more, not just a little bit more. Gemara has already explained. Let's explain last halacha. Because they hold it's usher. He says the condition. His Rebbe says the condition doesn't help, but the Rambam says.
Was his Rebbe?
But the Rambam says, "Velo Nira Liza." I don't agree with them.
With my Rebbe's,
and therefore I say, if it's good enough, if I just make a 1% increase on the upside, that's good enough. My Rebbe was saying, no, you have to give him a little better terms.
Wow.
But that Rambam says that is enough. What? If he's not working, if he's not, we have to give better terms. But we're going to stop here. Hay is very long.
It is.
And it's not that hard. So go ahead. We have 10 people, I think, for sure. Rabbi Chavadi ben Akash, Mitzvah Shneimar, Yagdol Torah. We have 11 with 12 guys.